Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
And
what is this?
I'll tell you what it's not.
This ain't Texas.
Oh. Why would you make a country song say this ain't Texas?
Why would you say, yeah, it's, you know, isn't that a great point?
Because she's like, from Texas.
Right.
What
this does she
ain't
mean?
Texas.
Ain't no hold'em.
Make a country song for Texas. They want you.
You would think, this ain't Texas, ain't no hold'em, so lay your cards down, 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 down. And then she goes, so park your Lexus, very country vibes. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. So maybe the whole park your Lexus thing, Sife, goes with the this ain't Texas.
Right.
That's why there's
like
a Lexus.
She getting in someone's face. This ain't Texas.
So throw your keys up, stick around,
usually
round,
people,
round, round.
Usually people threaten you with like, I'm from Texas. You know? Am I blurry? Do I look clear?
No, you look fine. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me.
Oh.
Def Leppard reference or maybe some cocaine?
Pour some sugar on me. I don't know. Maybe Def Leppard is referencing something we don't know. Maybe it's a Southern thing. You consider Texas Southern or Western? I know it's Southern, but it's like you think of the Old West.
You know what I think of when I think of Texas? I think, why is this fucking flight so long?
No, Texas is far.
It's like, but it's the flight is dumb long. It's also far.
No, you just
Vegas is now. Vegas is the one that really upsets me. Vegas gets me angry.
But it's just not gonna. What do you think? It moves closer. This is what it is.
Every time I go there, I'm like, I look at the map, and Vegas is definitely not all the way to California. So why does the flight feel like I'm going all the way to California? You
it's
know what I mean?
30 more minutes to California.
It
so you are
like,
basically going all the way to California.
But when you look out on the map, it's a while away. It's pretty.
No, it's not. It's so close. Vegas to LA flight?
No. The flight is close, but on the map, it looks like it should be a significantly closer vibe.
Right. I understand if you're looking at a map, you would think this is probably far. But then you take many flights and go, oh, this is not far at all. You
also,
have
like,
the research to back it up.
Also, Dallas doesn't look that far. But you know what? I guess I have to accept it. You're right.
This ain't Texas, man. This ain't Texas.
This ain't Texas.
Hey.
Hey, good morning.
Listen, Larry. You ever see Cameron? He's like, Larry.
No.
Larry.
Who's he talking about?
I was talking about this guy I met out in Des Moines, Iowa. His name is Larry.
Larry.
Larry is a great guy. He was one of the four black people I saw in Iowa.
Big lie. All right.
Big lie. Larry, his name is Larry Tweedy or something.
Okay.
He came at me right away.
All right.
He came at me right away. He's like, he was where's Larry?
Oh, where's Big La?
Where's Larry? Oh, Larry Twitty. It's his name. I don't even think that's a fake name. That's his name. Larry okay. Twitty Jr. He came at me right away. He comes at me and he hit me with a don't get gas. I said, okay, I know you know me. I was having dinner with a bunch of Watts.
What else is new?
And I had dinner with a bunch of Watts and before I did my show. And he goes, yo, you know, you up on your Des Moines hip hop history. I say, yo, no, I'm not. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was any. He said, well, you know, Jadakiss. I go, he's definitely not from Des Moines. He's definitely not from Des Moiines. No. You know, Jadakiss song, We Gonna Make It. Yeah, I know the song. I also know the producer of that song, whose name is Al.
Chemist.
He's definitely from Los Angeles.
Okay.
So where are we going with this, bruh? Where are we going, bruh?
So where did we go?
Well, you know what song he sampled? Well, that guy's from Des Moines.
No way. Was that really it? Yeah. Well, now we got to find it. We gonna make it.
That guy's from Des Moines, a.k.a. D-Money. I'm like, don't call it D-Money.
Wait, are they really running with D-Money?
I think that's one of the things, D Money.
Every place has, no matter how little money a place has, they always make it have a nickname that includes like money, because like you're getting money.
Yeah, it's a hip hop thing.
All right.
But I got
Samuel Jonathan Johnson.
That's it. Oh, Des Moines, Iowa. Pop, 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 pop. Shout to Caitlin Clark. Did he say it's from Iowa?
It doesn't say, I mean.
Music. Are you looking at Wikipedia? Wikipedia?
I didn't look at the Wikipedia.
So then he had a shirt on.
Okay.
He had a shirt, and I'm trying to figure it out. I see Biggie on the shirt. But he had a plaid shirt. We were in Iowa. He had a plaid shirt over his, you know, one of those bootleg hip-hop looking shirts. You know, that's in style now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see. I'm like, we're having dinner. I have a nice steak. I'm trying to, who's on that shirt? I see Biggie, and I only see some of the letters across the top. Does it say Notorious? I'm looking. I figure it out. It says The Commission. Oh, you got a Commission shirt. So I look a little closer. There's Hove. There's Charlie Baltimore. Who's that other guy? Who's that other guy in the corner there, in the bottom right? Hey, I got to do it. Hey, you, Larry, where'd you get that shirt? I made it. Mm. I made it. You made that shirt. It's a good shirt. Mm. Who's that guy in the bottom there? Who's that guy in the bottom right? Oh, that's a member of the commission, Little C's. Nah, sir. He's like, yeah, Biggie, Jay-Z, Charlie Baltimore, and Little C's. What are you doing? I know you know me. I know you know I DJ'd for.
Look, him.
You know what it is. Don't do that. What's he doing? He's like, I saw it. I saw it in an article. Mm. Where's your article from, buddy? Wikipedia, where it says I'm Dominican? No, sir.
Is that true?
Yeah, it used to say I'm Dominican. I'm not. You know I'm not.
So you set this guy straight?
I tried to. He came at me with some rando post, some hip hop blah blah blah, and it says Hove, Biggie, Charlie Baltimore, invited members Puffy, Lance Un Rivera, and Little C's. I go, nah, bro. So if that's the case, why you didn't put Puffy and Un on the shirt? Why just Little C's? It ain't massive. It ain't mathin', Larry.
Your math ain't mathin'.
But he has some dope shirts, bro.
Really?
Then I had another one up. Yeah, he was dope. Then I had another one up fan run up on me at the club. He ran up on me.
Wait, this is in Des Moines?
Yeah.
Where I specifically said there was no chance that you were going to meet any one uppers.
Yeah.
Wow.
And this guy had the red.
Oh, yeah, I know the shirt.
One up original shirt. Yep.
Yeah.
Guess who he was with?
No chicks.
Not a damn soul.
Want it for life.
Want it private members. Little private members. Shh, don't tell anybody.
We don't want anybody to know
this
shout
podcast. Shout out to the Want It fans.
Why did you just shout out Caitlin Clark in the middle of all this?
Caitlin Clark was a big deal while I was in Iowa.
She is a big deal. But I was hoping when you sent your topic list and you included Caitlin Clark,
yeah,
I was praying this meant you like ran into her in Iowa.
No, I wish. She's a cutie.
By the way, she's your dream. Famous white girl from Iowa.
The problem. Oh my God, the number 22 shirts throughout Des Moines this weekend. Woo!
No, crate on fire?
Fire. So we end up watching, we end up going to get brunch and we're watching the game. And my boy's wife is like, oh, she's gonna beat the record in the first half. So, bro, it's Phil. All the Watts came after church. They all came after church, and they all got their little, what's her name again?
Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin Clark jerseys, 22, blah, blah, blah. I'm hype. Everyone's hype. The tension is there. She's dunking, scoring, people going crazy. Then, I'm not really paying attention, but at the corner of my eye, I see it says, one point left to the, so she breaks the record.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, this is me as an entertainer, as a guy who's been known to spot talent and know where there should be a moment. I go, do not get this point on a free throw, bitch. Do not break this record on a free throw.
What, it's just not enough of a moment for you.
There's not enough of a moment.
I hear what you're saying.
And bro, I'm like, please. I'm looking at, like, you have coaches. I wish I was a star coach. If I was a star coach, I'd be like, miss this shot. Because it ain't going to be no fanfare, no glory. And I swear to God, she hits the shot, no problem. And the whole restaurant goes, huh.
It just doesn't hit right. Yo, Syph, you're right.
It didn't hit. Bro, I don't know about sports. I don't know whose record she broke. I don't know where she's playing. I know she's going to go to the NBA and make $85,000 next year. I don't know. Bro, I was like, this moment ain't right. There's no competition. There's no D. Don't do it. Miss this shot. And just fucking like a dumbass white 21-year-old. White, doesn't matter. Irrelevant. Just a dumb 21-year-old just fucking swooshes it, like, and everybody, the whole place was like, bro. And then what's funny is I go, that shit had 0.3 seconds on the clock before second half. First of all, I was like, yo, these games move fast. They're like, yeah, college moves faster, whatever. The next, I'm like, yo, she should have waited and she should have got it before that 0.3. And my boy was like, my boy Bits, aka Liam, he was like, nah, there's no way to get a shot in 0.3. There's no way.
Wait, this is the first half, right?
Yeah, first half. They had 0.3 seconds till second half.
I mean, by the way, you could have stretched it all the way to the second half. Taking your time. Get in the second half. Keep people watching.
So the next girl gets the ball and within 0.3 seconds gets the shot. And everyone goes crazy. And it's not her. Like, she got that star moment.
By the way, Syph talking about sports This is the content you had no idea you were going to get when you tuned into the show.
I'm just telling you, I don't know nothing about sports. I saw a moment for that girl, and it flubbed. It flubbed.
This reminds me of this. Let's see if you can hear it.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me? No, the game's on. Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl. We like sports and we don't care who knows.
Football,
tennis,
hockey, golf.
The game is starting. Everyone is here. I got my snacks, my friends, and a beer.
Just two normal guys hanging out, having fun. Right, guy number two?
Yeah, guy number one.
E
to the S
to the P
to the N is all I watch because I'm the man.
If my team loses, I'll be mean all night. If you tell me to relax, we'll get in a fight.
Watching sports with girls is a pain. They don't know the rules. There's no time to explain.
Single,
double,
triple,
home run.
For the celebration, I'll shoot my gun.
I like my friend. He's a real guy's guy. He's not a loud mouth like that Steve.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From Wimbledon
to the Astrodome.
That's Lonely Island. That's Syfe. That should be your sports theme song.
Is that like early Lonely Island?
Yeah, early.
Sounds
early.
Like early.
The video is so bootleg and great.
I like sports.
Yeah. Wow. I was hoping that you and Caitlin may be linked up. You know what I mean?
Nah, I wish.
Found yourself a little famous side piece.
I wish I could go for a good little side piece.
Why not? You think there'd be controversy because she's like in her 20s and in college?
I always wonder about that. Like, legal. It's legal, right?
It's
legal.
Right. Now, when you say teenager, how old are we talking? Never forget.
Oh, bro. I finally listened to that R. Kelly album that came out.
Oh, by the way, she's 22. 22, yeah. 22.
Okay. Huh?
She's 22. 22. Perfect. She just turned 22.
Perfect. She missed a shot. Remember that little R. Kelly thing that came out when he went to jail?
What was it?
It's called I Admit It.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Bro, this guy.
It turned out to not be, that wasn't fake. That was real?
It sounds real to me. I thought it was going to be a compilation of songs that never made albums and someone in the studio just threw it together or whatever. Nah, that shit was fire.
Oh, it was good, fire. Too.
It's good. And then he got his new version of Trapped in the Closet. Not new. This is old. This is very old. I'm sorry if I'm late. Sorry, Larry.
I don't know if Larry knows.
But then he got the song I Admit It, and he's like saying all this shit about his life, how it's fucked up, and how he got molested, and he can't read, and he's dyslexic, and all this shit. And he's like, it's like a three-part, one of his soap opera songs, which I don't care about those. But just as an R. Kelly fan, he had some joints on there. He had some joints.
How many, is it a full song, full album?
It's probably like 10 songs, maybe. It's probably like 8 songs, and then 3 of those, I admit. It's like 3 versions.
Now, let me be clear. None of the admitting he did is admitting to what he was going to jail for.
I didn't hear the last version. It didn't feel like it. It felt like he was saying
he was admitting to other things.
He was saying he was set up, and he was saying, you know, he admits, I do admit this. I do admit I fucked up as a kid. I signed my publishing away. It's why I have to do so many shows just to pay my rent.
He admitted that. He was willing to admit that?
Yeah, he admitted a lot of stuff, but I didn't hear him say anything about a sex cult or anything like that. But maybe it was the third version.
One day for one app, we got to go back in time and relive the R. Kelly interview that he decided to do with Gayle King at that time. That was one of the crazy. You can't even really qualify anymore, like how bonkers that interview is.
Yeah,
and it's not funny, and on every level, there's so much sadness around it. But that doesn't
so
change.
Much sadness.
But it's how insane a moment it is.
If Cameron and Mace can have OJ up on their podcast, can we get R. Kelly?
Nah.
Why? You know, they got OJ.
I know, and he's like a regular.
He's on the show. They talk to OJ. We can't get R. Kelly.
It's a great, great point. It's a great, great point.
Nah, but Iowa was dope. Des Moines, you're a dope city. I wish I had more time there. The weather was nice. The comedy show was dope. The guy who owned the comedy club was a Wannap fan. He was playing nothing but 90s hip-hop. AJ, shout out to AJ. Dope, dope, dope spot. I like Des Moines. I'll be back.
How full was the room? Did it do all right?
Yeah, it was great.
Look at you. I think there could be something happening.
It was the Watts.
Speaking of the Watts, well, it was Des Moines. I think, you know what? I shouldn't say there's no black folks in Des Moines, but I definitely think of it as being a white place.
There's black folks everywhere, but they're not, you know, in the parts that I go to, they're not abundant.
In Des Moines, Iowa? Or in all parts, you're saying? You're saying you manage to go to all parts of the country where there are not black folks?
A lot of places I go, yeah. You go to the area where it's not like the hood. I'm not in the hood.
Black folks are not just in the hood.
I'm talking about the hood ones.
Who are you, Candace Owens? Jesus.
What happened with Candace Owens? What are you doing, bro? What are you doing?
I don't want to.
What are you doing with your life?
I don't want to fall into the script of what the people, the one-uppers on Discord said the conversation we were going to have was going to be.
What did they say? Don't predict that conversation.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. You don't know what we're going to say.
We're going to have the convo.
Let me
tell you why you come to Wannap. Because we're a warm blanket of predictability. Okay? We're safe.
Yeah, and as someone said in the Discord, or was it Syph in our text? I forget. And because we're not guest reliant, and we figured out how to now have an entertaining podcast every week, just us talking, and we've hit our sweet spot of just doing a radio show together again. You don't need to have episodes where you're like, let's have DJ Vlad sit down for 3 fucking hours. With all due respect. And I mean all due respect. And by the way, that's not to say Vlad doesn't have stories and hasn't been around and seen some shit. I'm sure he has.
No, this is all becoming like media about media to do media. Like my boy Liam, he always helps me find stories for the radio. And he's like, yo, Joe Budden says the female rap wave is over. I'm like, I don't report on what Joe Budden says from his show on my show. Like, it's a news source.
Right. Like, it's a new, and by the way, that's how the whole shit with it's so meta when you think.
Oh my God, sorry. I'm so sorry. Listen, guys, Ontario, California. Ontario, California. I'm at the Ontario Improv on Thursday the 14th.
What? Ontario?
March 14th.
Ontario, Southern California?
It's like 45 minutes from LA.
Oh, okay then.
It's Southern California. Yeah. So here's the deal. Ontario Improv. Come through, Wannap fans. Bring your friends. Don't tell them you're going to go see your favorite podcast guy. Just say you're going to a dope comedy show. March. March 14th, Ontario, Canada. March 15th, I'm at the Mic Drop in San Diego Comedy Club. Mic Drop in San Diego, March 15th. Then, of course, I'm in Dayton, Kentucky.
Wait, slow down. Who's the biggest rapper from San Diego?
J.O. Felony.
J.O. Felony is from...
Yeah.
You're sure? What were you saying? Where are you going to be in San Diego?
On the 15th, I'll be at Mic Drop Comedy Club. The 15th of March, Mic Drop in San Diego. We're going to get our Dago on. Dago.
And then next you said you're going to...
Then I'm going to Dayton, Kentucky. Wait, what, why are you playing that?
He's from Louisville.
Oh, he is?
I mean, come on.
Well, I'll be in Commonwealth Sanctuary the 29th and the 30th. It's right outside of Cincy. So come on through, all my Ohio people and Kentucky.
Wait, you said it's outside of Cincinnati?
Of Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh.
March 29th and 30th.
Right outside Cincinnati.
Right outside. Right across the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hot tech.
Hot tech.
Well, we just figured out a new game to play to make Syph's shout-outs interesting. Where else are we going?
Well, we're going back to L.A.
Oh,
May 6th. May 6th is the Netflix is a Joke Festival, Cypher Sounds, and his very, very funny friends over at the Laugh Factory, Monday, May 6th. And you know I got a lot of funny friends that have specials on Netflix. Guess who's back, May 6th. Throw it up. Throw it up.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I.A. Wow. All right. That was okay. So the whole Candace Owens thing was so stupidly meta in the sense that Joe Budden and Candace Owens announced that she's going to go on his podcast.
Yes.
I reply to this news. It's a random.
Well, who posted it?
I feel like. Candace posted a picture of it, I guess. But of course, in this meta dumb world, I saw some like blog report it.
Yeah, okay.
I repost the news of Joe Budden and Candace Owens and add the caption of a facepalm, right? Which somehow translated to what some of the
That's all blog, you put?
Peter Rosenberg slams Joe Budden. I was like, I don't know if facepalm. I just don't know if that rises to slams.
He slammed him.
And also, hey, yo. But like, I just don't know. And he then,
slammed his butt.
And yeah, he got butt slammed. And that's not true. But then I did add to that tweet, though. So that was the initial part. And then I followed it up. This is a random weeknight. I'm just in bed.
Yeah, you gotta stop tweeting in bed. This is you always get in trouble.
So after
put
I hit
the phone down.
After I hit the facepalm, I wrote separate tweet. So sick of the idea that conversations need to be had with bigots, trolls, and immoral a-holes. Exchanging ideas among smart, good people is useful. Hearing a hateful hack babble on about hate is not worth anyone's time. I feel strongly about that. But I didn't at anyone. I wasn't going for like clout with the tweet. It was just, I didn't think about it. I will say, my wife, she literally, while I'm composing the tweet, hit me with a, what are you doing? And I was just like, nothing. So subconsciously, she knew I was up to no good.
She felt it.
And
she
I was like, hey, I'm just sending a tweet.
She felt the energy.
And so I said,
I don't like his furious typing pace.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, I sent it. I didn't think much about it. This was a value. Actually, you're going to be surprised, people out there, one eppers. I learned a lot this week, and it wasn't bad. People knowing me and how I've gone through these things before, I think our WANEP fam was expecting I was like really going through it. But here's the early lesson I learned. It's only taken me 15 years or so to learn. The next day, I had a regular day. I get up. I took a little nap after a podcast or something. I went to work, and I get a text from my producer Anthony at the K Show like, busy day or something. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. I get to work and I sit down to have our meeting and he references something about like, well, Peter's had quite a day. And I was like, dude, this is the second time you said that. I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't done anything today. He's like, oh, you haven't seen the Candace Owens stuff online? I was like, oh no, did she reply or something? He was like, oh, yeah, I don't want to like fuck up your day. So whatever, you know, like, yeah. And I was like, I said, really? And it was in that moment that I realized, I was like, wait a second. You're telling me there's a whole hubbub online that him, as someone who knows me and as someone who's on social media a lot, he was like, oh, he's going to be upset. That's what was going on. It's something upsetting that is living in this area.
Yeah.
And because I had not opened it, it did not exist. Like I was, no one called me. My job didn't say anything. My family didn't call me worried. No one on the street was like, I love Candace Owens, you piece of shit. So I was in that moment. I went, you know what? I think I'm going to just not look. I think I'm going to just keep doing my thing. Because obviously I sent something off for a reason. For whatever reason, it landed somewhere. Okay, just keep it moving now. Why do I have to go? You know what she's going to say. You know that her reply, From the second I heard she said something, I said in some way she's going to flip it around in that, to me being racist. I know that. I know it. That's the only... I've seen this movie before.
She brought your dad up pretty quick.
Went right. That did surprise me maybe a little bit.
But that was like, I was like, you should have saved that. That was for if he replied.
Yeah, she hasn't watched enough rap battles, bro.
She don't know how to second round, bitch.
She didn't know to second round me. So
she dropped your dad fast.
I said, here's what's gonna happen. We all know she's a lady who is like friends with racists. That's like her vibe. She is the black public voice that racists can go, but Candace Owens says that's her whole gig. Yeah. You know what I mean? She tore down.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it. She was there to be like, no, George Floyd is no hero. He's a drug addict. She had to be that guy. Breonna Taylor wasn't innocent. She's that person. Why are black people always complaining about this or that when really it's their literacy rate? And really, if the father was in the home, the same tropes we've been hearing for, it's 40 years old.
I wonder if Larry is a Candace Owens fan.
No. Why would you think
that? You don't think so?
The guy who makes the commission shirt?
I don't know. Larry got on my nerves, man. Larry.
No. Not Larry's not like that. So I knew, I go, this is the world we live in. Yeah. She knows I'm calling her out because that's the kind of people she rolls with. Ben Shapiro is literally her boss. She's going to flip it back.
She got beef with Ben Shapiro.
She did, but it was, I think she works for, I think she's on his shit.
He owns that thing?
I think he owns that thing. Look that up, Billy. I think Candace Owens.
The Daily Word or whatever.
The Daily Wire, is that what it is? The
Daily Wire,
I think Ben Shapiro owns it. And that was all, you know, inside business.
Because she's friends with Matt Walsh, but her and Shapiro got a little drama.
Who's Matt Walsh?
He's a guy that goes heavy at the trans.
Oh, God, of course. Oh, yeah. Oh, she hates it. She's big on that.
He got the little plaid. He always got a plaid shirt.
So I knew that someone whose main brand is like being down with racists, I'm like, oh, she's going to hit me with, I'm a racist. And that's what she did. And it was super boring. And it just wasn't a good conversation. It was exactly what I thought. There was no good conversation to be had. There's no this is a grift. It's all fake. It's all fake. And to your point, Syph, the way she found out about it was that a blog reported that I said it. So real quick, one broadcaster podcaster responding to another podcaster was written about in a blog. And then that person had to respond to the blog, writing about the podcaster, responding to that there's a podcast. It's all nothing news. It's nothing.
It's crazy what we call news now.
And then you want to get even crazier. Get into the, try to understand the Venn diagram of people coming after me. Some of them are black, defending Candace Owens, calling me a racist, then saying, I'm just mad that she's not pro-Israel because I'm a Zionist. I was like, she might not even be as anti-war as I am. What? I can't even follow what you people are fucking saying.
They don't even know who she is, though, if they're saying that. They don't even know who she is. They think she's like a WNBA basketball player.
You know what? I got to tell you, the name Candace Owens, if you never saw her, you just heard her name. Candace Owens, that does sound like you dropped 33 for Auburn.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, it does. Owens is a big basketball vibe. Billy Owens, Terrell Owens football vibe.
Yeah, but my boy Liam came with the story, with the Joe Button story. I go, bro, listen, if you, as a hip hop fan, a connoisseur, came up with throw spaghetti against the wall theory that the girl rap era's over, then come with that opinion and let's talk about it. But I'm not going to talk about Joe Button's take on it. How is that news? And I'm not knocking Joe Button at all. It's actually great that Joe Button has these topics and he's talking about things. Why are we talking about what he talks about? Let's talk about our own thing.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, that happens at my ESPN show every day. We're setting up with what we're going to talk about today, and then I get a list of things that other broadcasters said that day for us to talk about. I'm like, Why don't we just come up with our own bullshit that people can write about and talk about? I don't care. Unless it's really provocative. But anyways, I say everything to say, don't worry, Juan Eppers. In this particular case, I didn't care. I was not sad. I wasn't worried.
What did people think you were going to say?
I think they just thought, knowing me, that I would be like stressed out because I was getting so much shit on social media. But I really wasn't. I mean, I just didn't really care. When you know, it's worse when I get it like in hip hop. That feels like disappointing. Like when the hip hop world is mad at me and I'm like, I don't even understand what I did. That can be a bit weird. But when it's like a bunch of right wing weirdos.
You got any good death threats?
I don't know. I didn't get any death threats.
Oh, man.
You mean the obligatory when people just say that people got death threats and you're like, but did they actually get death threats?
Yeah. An Instagram death threat is not scary.
It's the definition of death threat adjacent. Sif, you know, watch this. I'm about to hit you with something. Let's see if this works. Hold up. I'm about to hit you with something. You see that?
Yeah.
Let's see if you hear it.
It's an LRG jacket.
Hold on.
I don't hear anything. But I see you in an LRG army jacket.
All right, let's see if you hear
it. It's like back in the day. Feels like back in the day. Is that me up there?
Did you hear that?
Is that a young... No, I can't hear anything. Is that a young, skinny me?
No, that's not you. Are you...
There's MOP. Is that MOP? Lil Fame?
Yep, that's me and Lil Fame.
I see Lil Fame. I can't hear anything. You got an LRG jacket, sleeves rolled up. Okay.
You hear it or no?
No.
I don't know why you can't hear it. That's fucking weird, but whatever.
Is that volume down? I saw the volume. Is that volume?
No, I just turned it up. And apparently you still couldn't hear it for some reason.
You can hear it. You got to work out this. Why don't you fix this?
I've tried. I spent time the other day. Like, I don't know why you don't. And Billy, you couldn't hear that either, huh? It makes no sense to me. Like, I'm present. Whenever I present on StreamYard, like from YouTube, you hear the stuff I play on YouTube. This is just a non-YouTube one. This is a, its own.
You got some kind of deal.
I don't know if it's a deal.
Maybe YouTube has a deal.
So I went, who's that? J-Ru? That's J-Ru.
That's J-Ru the Damager. And then I see...
you see Dan's?
Billy Dan's back there.
Yeah. This is me with hair days.
Dude, I wouldn't call that hair.
That's hair.
That's not hair.
What do you mean that's not hair?
I thought that guy was me. Who was that guy? Is it Camilo?
Camilo's not there at SOBs in 2007.
SOBs? Who's that white girl?
I don't know.
Who's that guy?
I don't know. I did know that guy. I know who both those guys were, but I don't remember
who's
right
that
now.
That white girl?
Oh, first time meeting Royce the 5'9"?
I was obsessed with white women.
I can tell. It's like
Royce the 5'9"?
It's almost like scary.
Who is that white woman? She's all up in the mix.
Look who that is.
That's Snoop from The Wire.
No, it's Drew. It's Shucky Ducky Quack Quack.
Oh, Shucky Ducky. I miss Shucky Ducky. I miss the good old days of hip hop, man, in New York City. Everybody wearing just my first striped polo shirts.
Yeah, that's my first time meeting Royce the 5'9".
Nice.
Crazy. I say so much awkward stuff in these interviews. God,
I
was
bad. I know, bro. I found one. I found an interview I did with Rihanna and Kanye West.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, what the fuck was I asking? This would be a good clip if I asked something relevant.
See, was this on when you were on MTV?
Yeah.
See, that's why I sat at home thinking you were a talentless hack. I was like, what is this guy doing?
Well, I ended up disgracing myself. Who's that guy? Who's those guys? Who's that? Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's that guy? Well, slow down. Play it so I can see who's who. I bet you I know some of these people. Who's that guy? Who's that guy? Who's that girl?
I like that Sif just keeps saying,
who is
who's that?
Who's that guy? Who's that guy?
Why is this good
That's
content?
That's Damager. That's
Jamer's having a beverage. Oh, terminology. I see terminology.
Terminology. Yeah, terminology. See, told you.
You found one.
Who's that guy with the stripes in the back? Is that Papoose? No. Who's that guy? That's Sadat X?
No, it's not. I don't know.
He looks like Sadat X. Who's that guy?
Oh, that's Rodney. That's Rodney Mirandy.
See?
I think that was Rodney. Remember Rodney?
Yeah, who's that guy? Sky Zoo?
That's not Sky Zoo. You're just saying names. That's not Sky Zoo.
That guy right there, that's... Yeah,
for people listening, it's literally just the SOB's back room. Just picture nothing but like a Nietzsche and LRG jackets. Like, that's all. Yo, it is the most... This is such a forgotten and unglamorous era still. It's 07. Yeah. Everyone's wearing whack shit.
Yeah, this era of hip hop was not a fashionable one. It was
not a fashionable one. It's really between shit popping off.
Who's that woman you're talking to?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it seems like
sleeve.
I...
You got one sleeve up. Look at you, killing it.
I always got my sleeves up. I'm a sleeve up guy. Now,
everybody see?
Oh, wait. Can you still... No, you can't see anymore because I had to share another screen. If I want to show you. I have a 10-minute interview with Riggs. Don't ask me why.
Love Riggs.
Don't know why we did such a long interview.
Riggs is a big dog now. Riggs is a big dog now in the music industry.
Well, he's the Def Jam guy now, right?
Yeah.
If I wanted to try to do a real late album on Def Jam, I literally am friends with the guy who would say yes or not.
He would say no.
I'd have to really get something good, I feel.
Yeah.
I'd have to come
with the heat first. Come with the heat first.
I should send him my my commercial record and see if he thinks there's anything to do with it. hold on, but I had something I thought you would enjoy. I got something else for you. You ready for something else?
Yeah. Man, we gotta go back in the days.
Yo, man. You remember back in the days? Too bad you won't be able to hear anything. This dude converted all my digital tapes. And he did a pretty...
Ooh.
This kid.
For free?
I paid him.
How much you pay? I want to do it.
Actually, you know what? I haven't sent the money yet. I'm paying him. But it's still relatively... I'm doing it. He didn't even give me a price. I was like, how about I give you X? He was down to just do it. What are your tapes on? What kind of tapes you got?
A bunch of different ones. I got DVs.
These are mini DVs.
I got DVs. I even got some older ones. I got the mini VHS ones.
You have mini VHS too. Wow.
Yeah.
Scythe, you might have some shit, bro.
No, I got... Bro, I promise you I got some shit in that closet right there. I don't have the time to go through it.
You probably... Who's that?
Oh, Biggie.
No, it's you.
Oh, that's me? Oh, God, I look terrible.
You can't hear, right?
Where's this from?
This is DJ Premier Noisemakers.
Oh.
And you like...
I was doing rocking scarves for a minute.
You remember your scarf era?
I still have a couple scarves. I was doing scarves.
I wear scarves when it's cold.
With a little brown hat.
This is very...
Brown jacket.
This is
very matchy-matchy.
This is very Scythe of this era, bruh. Very.
I got a lot of bitches in my day, and I don't know why. I don't know how.
Yeah, this is a tough time for Scythe. He's no longer skinny, but he's still wearing big, stupid 2000s clothes with a big, stupid hat all the time. This actually isn't that bad a fit, though, Scythe. If we were to go through and analyze all your fits from this era, this isn't crazy at all. This is actually kind of nice. Brown jacket.
If it wasn't so big, yeah.
But it's a color coordinated outfit. It's a color coordinated, and it's not crazy colors, because you would every once in a while rock a crazy color and color coordinated.
Absolutely.
Like that. Like, you'd think he'd be in the background of like a Lil Wayne video from that era. Like, that did happen. This is actually like... You could go to a somewhat serious meeting in this.
I'm going to a little event where there's live music over at the 92Y.
Exactly.
We dress up.
Of course, we wish we could hear what you were saying, but we can't. And then you introduce the band.
Is this the one with Rob Swift?
Yeah. Fucking shit. You can't hear this goddamn thing right now?
Why don't you put it where I can hear it?
Okay. Any chance this changed it?
Oh, that's what we're going to do tonight. We're gonna quiet.
Yeah.
Sexy,
really?
Intimate crowds.
Yeah.
It's still hip hop.
Yeah, it's hip hop.
Everybody doing tonight. All right. A little more alcohol in this area right here, please.
Oh, I was doing bits.
This is early bits. This is Scythe testing the waters. Testing the waters for comedy, but still has his like kind of hard edge New York DJ vibe mixed in. With let me sprinkle these bits.
My name is Cypher Sounds.
I'm very famous in New York.
DJ Premier fan. Any other DJ Premier fans out here?
All right.
Is this on?
I still do that now.
By the way,
I just brought that back.
By the way, that is a funny bit because your delivery on it sounds like you're being serious. That's why I think it's funny. Because they all think they did a pretty good applause when you said, are there any DJ Premier fans? And you just shit on it. You're like, you guys suck dick. Obviously, that's why I'm saying, is anyone here?
Because you're sitting down drinking fucking yeshiva wine or whatever that shit's called.
Yeshiva wine?
What's the wine?
I don't like what's how that wine? Sounds.
Yeshiva, it's called
official name is Jew N-word wine.
No, the wine that they drink.
Oh, it's the fucking Jew N-word
no,
wine.
No, it's Meshuvah or something. No,
it's Manischewitz.
Manischewitz, that's...
Yeshiva wine. I mean, it's similar. You're on the right path. Wait, by the way, real quick, before we get into this, what was the other... You said the list had Candace Owens. I mean, Candace Owens, Caitlin Clark. What was the other thing on your list?
Outcasts.
Oh, an Outcast reunion.
Yeah.
They saw each other. They ran into each other.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's hear Cypher another minute.
Any huge DJ Premier fans in here?
That's better. Good job.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to have this is something different. It's called Noisemakers. My man Peter Rosenberg, the guy who drives me crazy each and every day in the morning show on Hot 97, put this together on some real serious hip-hop shit. Now, are there cards on the table?
Premier is there.
You put the cards on there yet, Jen?
Premier's there? What do you mean?
Premier was at this thing, right? You interviewed him.
Yeah. And by the way, this guy fucking found I found the video. It's like 90 minutes, 2 hours of Premier.
Bro, let me tell you something.
Unfortunately, first it's of me all, stop, looking let's like stop. Shit.
No bits. Pause it.
No
pause
bits.
Pause it.
No bits.
No bits. No bits. There is only 365 days a year.
Yeah.
There's only so much time on this earth.
Yeah.
And Premier came and sat down with you for an in-depth interview, man. Blessed, bro.
You know what?
Blessed.
You know what? How about this?
Blessed. Fucking blessed, bro.
We've had a run, haven't we? Remember? We've had a run. And you know what? We're still having a run. And we just talk it down right now, but we're still having a run. The run's happening. Oh,
bless, bro. That's like, and come on, Premier's our fucking hero, our idol. We take it for granted sometimes. There's only so many days in the year, and he came through. Somebody organized, not you. I know you didn't organize it, but somebody organized this.
Well, I was big. I mean, me and my brother and Mike Spence, my friend Mike Spence.
He has better shit to do.
Then we got to the point where we even had on it. Can you believe it? I sat down for 2 hours with none other than
I wasn't at that one.
Yeah, you weren't there when was there?
Nah, I would have remembered that.
Oh, man. I spent a lot of quality time with that night. It was really, really cool. At the time, I was really, really excited to be with
And then he, what did the guy say he did? He groped his anus. How do you grope an anus?
How do you, yeah, I mean, I guess it's more, I mean.
Anyway, it's disgusting. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, man, it's congratulations, man.
Thank you. Let's hear what Cyph had. You know what? I hate to do this. God, we got to go to Patreon.
What time is it?
It's time for Patreon. We've given the people nearly an hour, and then we go do nearly an hour on Patreon. That's what our system has become for the people who love us and support us.
Larry, let me tell you something, man.
That son of a bitch.
I appreciate your 1UP fans.
Oh, I mean, we love them.
But don't ever test me. One person tested me before, a guy named Tom Segura. He tested me.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about
that. He said cheese steak. Eggs and Welch's grape. And he thought it was grape jelly.
Fraud.
And I had to call the source. I had to call Little C's personally. I had his telephone number. And he said to me, nah, Big used to love to drink Welch's grape soda.
Thank you.
I don't even have to call Little C's for this one. He wasn't in the commission.
So don't ever... Don't ever, Larry. Don't ever fix your fucking Larry lips to
now,
do.
Larry, get your designs together and help us with some Wannap merch.
What are his designs? That's your good? Punishment. Are his designs like good enough to do a Wannap shirt?
Fire.
Really?
The shirt he had on, I would buy it and I would cut little C's out of it because it's a
historically inaccurate and you won't disrespect.
It's a disgrace to what I live for, what I stand for. Right. But the shirt was fire, bro.
Huh.
So we're going to get Larry on it. By the way, Larry.
If we found the right designer, Saif, if we found like the right designer who did dope things, we could end up popping off after all these years by coming up with just a dope bootleg t-shirt line of like
100%.
Catchphrases where like we take a phrase from a song and the shirt embodies just that specific phrase. And if you know, you know.
Yeah.
You know, even as simple as like first shirt, even the first shirt is just Biggie sitting there with the Welch's grape soda like that. Like
exactly.
Just we should just do that and then give up on this stupid fucking podcast that nobody likes or listens to. You know what I mean?
Like it. Larry likes it.
Oh, I just kidding. Love you, Larry. All right, everyone. We're heading over to Patreon. Patreon.com/WannApisLife. And I don't want to tease y'all to go to Patreon, but I will say this. When I play you, Saif, how fucking sick this band was with playing the premiere music.
Yeah.
Bruh.
I remember.
I didn't remember it was this good. I
remember
like,
how dope they were. And then Rob Swift was doing the premiere scratches. It was fire.
And let me tell you something. If you fix your lips to say one thing that's inaccurate related to Rob Swift, he is going to write an entire novel on Instagram about you. Just know. Just know. Brolic Army is coming for that ass. Hey, yo. Thanks, guys. We appreciate you all very much. Stay alive in the Discord. Let us know how you're feeling, what you're doing, what you want, what you're looking for, how you're feeling in life. And we'll catch you next week or over on patreon.com/WannApisLife where we have another 45 minutes to hang out with the good people. And go see Saif at the Ha Ha Hole in the Yo-Yo Lounge.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.